Hello, Shiloh Point. This is Derek Hershey, Principal, where we are home for the mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to our podcast. Today with us, we have Ashley Edwards, one of our instructional coaches, and Mary Martin, our media specialist, here to join us to talk about literacy, engagement, and why reading is important. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome. We are glad you guys are with us today. I'm really excited about this podcast. This is our third podcast. So congratulations to you two. We're excited that you're on. And this whole topic of reader engagement and why literacy and reading is important, especially at students in the younger age, because we know that we're developing lifelong learners at this level. So thank you both for joining us. We're excited about having you here.
It's good to be here.
It's great to be here. I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's start off with a pretty simple yet deep question of why do you feel like reading is important? Why is reading so important for our students?
That is a very big question. Just thinking about even the learner profile and what we're wanting our kids to leave Forsyth County be able to do as adults, I think reading helps us raise questions. It helps us. Students hold multiple ideas in their minds. They might be able to see a different perspective on something that they never saw before. And I think reading also helps us become flexible thinkers.
I think it's also important because reading's foundation for everything they do. It's a foundation for math and science and for everything they do in their adult life. So it's very, very important to have that good foundation.
Well, what are some things that you would recommend to parents to try to get children more excited about reading? What does that look like?
You need to find something that they enjoy. They need to be able to choose what they would like to read. I had a son, he's 26 now, but he struggled early on and found that his interest was sports. And it ended up being sports magazines. It wasn't even a book. It was just a sports magazine. And he ended up starting to read the captions and then, oh, well, what's this story about? And that launched into reading some fiction books about sports. So that was...
So that interest led into other different types of reading.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Ms. Edwards?
I think, too, going with the interest, if they find something they love in a series, then typically they'll start to learn that they like a typical author and want to read that series, like Elephant and Piggy. That's a great one. That's a series. If they love one, most likely they'll love more. Right now, a hot topic for kids, they're loving the graphic novels. So Dave Pikeley has written so many. So if they like Captain Underpants, they're sure to love Dog Man. So if you find one book that they could fall in love with, that's going to help you as the parent go out to the library and pick more books or have them encourage them to check out books in our school library.
What is something that you found that leads children? Obviously, we want them to be engaged, and we know that readers and children aren't going to be engaged all the time. But what are some things that you found in your experience that leads children to become disengaged from reading?
I think a lot of times there's a certain amount of reading they have to do for school, and that's required. But letting them step back and allowing them to choose the books they want is a big part of it, so that it's something that they're interested in and that they're engaged in. But picking books for them and making them read those books, I think they might tend to, I know my son tended to disengage when I gave him books I thought he should read.
And when they're not engaged in the text, they are not going to read and enjoy it and get out of it what you want them to. It's the engagement comes first before they can think about it in their head or think about the theme of the story, what they learned from it. They're not going to be able to do any of that if they're not engaged. So giving them the option to choose the book is huge,
right?
Not picking it for them.
I actually heard, and I couldn't quote where this came from, but from a research expert that was speaking to all the principals, that she had talked about the average level of book that most adults would choose for pleasure. So if I were to go pick up a book as an adult, most likely that book would be on anywhere between a 6th and 8th grade level. And that really hit home with me because, again, if you're going to give me a book to read about physics, I might not be too intrigued with that right now at this point in my life, versus, you know, any type of fiction story that I might be more interested in is not going to be really written on the capacity of which I can read at. So I thought that was really interesting that it goes back to choice and things that interest me.
And I also think about us as adults. Like when I go home and read, I'm going to choose a comfy spot. I'm going to get my blanket and I'm going to read my book and I'm going to read for just reading. I don't have a list of questions that I'm being answering to. I wouldn't look forward to that. I'm reading for the pure enjoyment. And I think we're creating that culture here at school that when kids go home to read, it's for enjoyment and pleasure, not to, you know, be forced to answer a bunch of questions, not to talk about it and be excited to talk about it is different, but just to read for the pleasure of reading and not have anything else to do with it.
Well, we know though that when we do read, there's going to be, you know, in life, we're not going to be able to choose every single book we are reading. So let's talk about if we have a child that's not interested in the topic that they're reading about, but there's something that they have to read because they're learning about something specific. What kind of things could you do to help engage them in their reading through questioning, anything like that, that would support their engagement?
So I've been reading a little bit about a book, and it's by Kylene Beers and Robert Provost, and they've been talking about some ways to get kids engaged in a book through thinking about questions in the book, in their head, in their heart. And it's an easy way for parents who haven't usually read the book, especially if we look at the older grades and they're reading chapter books, to not just ask the plain old question of, did you like it? And some, as parents, I'm sure that we get tired of asking that same question. So what are some questions you can ask to engage in a meaningful conversation so they can get something out of it? And if you think about questions that are in the book kind of questions, something simple to ask your child is, what does the author want you to know? Or who's telling the story? And then for your in the head questions, you could ask a great one is, what surprised you? And the conversation that can stem from that can be great. The other last piece of the framework is heart questions. So what's in your heart? And one would be, what matters to you in the book you just read? Or what did this book help you learn about others? And think about an answer to that question, then how you can, as the parent, jump in and talk about that, because you can relate and make connections to your kids through those kinds of questions. They're broad, they're big enough, they're not specific text-dependent questions on the actual characters or what's the setting of the book.
And I like those questions because they're not yes or no questions. Mm-hmm. It requires at least a sentence response from mm-hmm. your child. So I think those are excellent questions to ask.
And it's a framework, too, that we're still trying to engage. And I think one thing I've heard over and over, especially from our teachers here, is the kids that are most engaged are starting to make connections. And those questions lead towards students making connections versus taking a test, per se, mm-hmm. Or a quiz over that book that they've just read. All right, one last question. If you were a parent of a elementary grade student, what would you be doing at home to facilitate the love of reading for a child?
One thing that you can do is to go to the public library and get your child a card and get them an actual card in their name. That gives them a pride and excitement about going to the library. They're checking it out on their card. It's teaching them responsibility. And also patience. If that book isn't in, you have to wait for the book to come in. And you have to keep up with your books. And I think studies have shown that when children choose their own materials, then they tend to enjoy reading more, and that carries on in a lifelong, as a lifelong reader. And that's what we want.
Well, great. Well, I've learned a lot just in these last 10 minutes having a short little conversation with you guys. We appreciate it. And again, with us, we've got Ashley Edwards and Mary Martin. We are so thankful for you guys to be able to join us. And again, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.